Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. There is more good news on the vaccine front, with a second company announcing preliminary results. Drug maker Moderna has said its clinical trial data has found its vaccine to be 94.5% effective. The US top infectious disease scientist on Monday hailed these early results from Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine trial as stunningly impressive, calling the findings an emphatic validation of the experimental mRNA technology that some had doubted earlier. He said, and I quote, "I must admit that I would have been satisfied with a 70 or 75% efficacy. The idea that we have 94.5% effective vaccine is stunningly impressive. It is really a spectacular result that I don't think anybody had anticipated would be this good." Moderna has also said that the trial has met the statistical criteria pre-specified in the study protocol. The company intends to submit an emergency use authorization application with the US FDA in the coming weeks now. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. India's national capital, Delhi, is grappling with the third wave of COVID-19 pandemic. And to curb the spread of the virus, the Arvind Kejriwal-led government has proposed plans to restrict guests at a wedding to 50 people now. During a press conference, Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said that the earlier relaxations for the wedding guests will now be curbed, bringing down the total number of guests from 200 to 50 people. On November 1st, the government had said that in closed spaces, a maximum of 50% of the hall capacity would be allowed, with a ceiling of 200 persons. The decision has been sent to Delhi's Lieutenant Governor, Anil Baijal, for approval. Kerala has recorded 2,710 fresh COVID-19 cases on November 16, taking the infection count to over 5.28 lakh, while 6,567 patients were discharged after getting cured. With over 4.5 lakh recoveries so far, active cases have dipped to 15,765. With over 17.5 lakh coronavirus cases, Maharashtra continues to remain the most affected state, and that's according to the Union Health Ministry. Despite Mumbai and Delhi having almost the same positivity rate, civic officials here have said that the city does not require to increase the daily number of COVID tests like the national capital, which is facing a fresh wave of infection. Testing strategies between the two cities also differ. Officials say, pointing out that while Delhi has adopted random testing methods, Mumbai is focusing on those showing symptoms or the ones who have come into contact or are suspected to come in contact with the COVID-19 patients. The Supreme Court on Tuesday has refused to entertain a plea seeking a direction to the CBSE and the Delhi government to waive examination fees for students of classes 10 and 12. In the current academic year, in view of the COVID-19 pandemic and the financial problems being faced by some parents, a bench of Justices Ashok Bhushan, R. Subhash Reddy and M.R. Shah dismissed the petition filed by the NGO Social Jurist against the September 28 order of the Delhi High Court. Two BJP MLAs have tested positive here for COVID-19 in Delhi. Also, while one of the MLAs has been admitted to a private hospital, the other is in home isolation. Traders body Kate on Tuesday said the proposal to impose lockdown in market areas in the national capital may prove to be counterproductive, as lakhs of livelihoods are at stake, and have urged the centre to take traders' consultation before taking any such decision. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal had said that he has sent a proposal to the centre to give power to the Delhi government to impose a lockdown in market areas which may emerge as hotspots. Kate Secretary General Praveen Khandelwal has said that such a proposal shows utter failure of the Delhi government in handling the COVID situation. He also said that although COVID spread is certainly a major concern among the people of Delhi, but the issue needs to be handled in a strategic way and not in a piecemeal manner. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. The coronavirus pandemic is a bigger risk to the US economy than a prolonged dispute over the presidential election result. That's according to a Reuters poll that showed that the near-term economic recovery was slowing more than previously thought. With around 11 million COVID-19 cases, the US is by far the hardest-hit country, and while a potential vaccine provides some optimism, the outlook remains uncertain. Pfizer Inc. has launched a pilot delivery program for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in 4 US states as the US drug maker seeks to address distribution challenges facing its ultra-cold storage requirements. Pfizer's vaccine, which was shown to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data, must be shipped and stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius, significantly below the standard for vaccines of 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Pfizer in a statement said, "We are hopeful that results from this vaccine delivery pilot will serve as the model for other US states and international governments as they prepare to implement effective COVID-19 vaccine programs." South Korea will impose stricter social distancing rules for the Greater Seoul area a month after easing them. Officials have said, warning of an even bigger crisis if an anti-COVID-19 effort fails to dampen a spike in new cases. Starting Thursday, tighter curbs will ban public gatherings of more than 100 people, limit religious services and audiences at sporting events to 30% capacity, and require higher-risk facilities, including clubs and karaoke bars, to broaden distance among guests. Mainland China has reported 15 new COVID cases on November 16, up from 8 a day earlier, the country's National Health Authority has said. The National Health Commission has said in a statement that all new cases were imported infections originating from overseas. The number of new asymptomatic cases which China does not count as confirmed COVID-19 cases fell to 12 from 14 a day earlier. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in mainland China now stand at 86,361, while the death toll remains unchanged at 4,634. Australian authorities conducted mass tests on Tuesday, and about 4,000 people were confined to quarantine in the hope of stifling a new cluster of cases of coronavirus after hopes it had been largely eradicated. The state of South Australia has reimposed social distancing restrictions on Monday after detecting 21 cases of COVID-19, most of which are acquired locally. The COVID situation in Germany is still very serious, even though infection numbers are not rising so fast. Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that after federal and state leaders postpone until November 25th a decision on further lockdown measures. Singapore has reported 6 imported cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday, with no locally transmitted case for the 7th consecutive day. The new infections increased Singapore's tally of COVID-19 cases to 58,130. With 4 cases discharged from hospital and community facilities, 58,000 patients have fully recovered from the deadly infection. The 5 imported cases reported on Monday returned from the UK, India, Russia and Indonesia. They are under stay-at-home notices. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.